This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
And welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. Today we want to talk about some self-defense, a case that almost bordered on the bizarre, but it involved Florida's Stand Your Ground law, self-defense, rather unusual situation. At least I've never had to deal with something where a process server was kind of going over the top. So my guest today is Daryl Bank. His attorney is Josh Deckard. And it looks as if this is something that we can talk about as completely in the past tense. Gentlemen, welcome to the program, and thank you for agreeing to be with us.
Thank you for having us.
Good afternoon.
It's am I correct that this is now a done deal?
It is a done deal from the criminal side, but as you can imagine, we are pursuing it on a civil side.
Oh, I didn't even know about that. Give us something more to look into during our show. Why don't you, Daryl and or Josh, tell us what happened, how this situation came about, and then we'll get into the kind of law that was invoked once the event was over.
I was traveling on business. I had been out of town for a couple of days up in Boston speaking to a few groups. I traveled back into town. It was a Tuesday afternoon. Dropped by my office. Actually went by a store on the way home to pick up dinner and drove up to my house. Now, let me give you a little layout from the street. The house is shaped like a square, but the front door is recessed in and the garage protrudes out so that as I pulled into my garage, you cannot see the front door of the house. So like any normal day, I pulled into the house and the garage door opener is built into my car, so I hit the button and the garage door fell. I got out of my vehicle. I am licensed to carry a concealed firearm. I had one in my car.
And this is Florida.
Actually, originally in Virginia, when I was old enough to receive a concealed weapons permit, I did. And that was back in the days when you had to justify having one. And then when I moved to Florida, I transferred it to Florida. So I secured my firearm, and I started walking through my house. In my house, as I'm walking down the hallway, I turn a corner, which does a couple of things. I could either turn that corner and walk into my bedroom, or sort of do a U-turn and walk across a indoor atrium to the other part of my house where at that time I had a vault to secure my firearm. Mr. Pratt, as I turned that corner, my wife was coming out of the bathroom with a towel wrapped around her. As I was turning, the light, as if the front door, which the front door was open, caught my eye at the same exact time. My wife gasped, and I saw a person coming through the front door of my house, or as I would have told you, that person had just opened the front door and was coming in the front door of my house. I immediately turned to my wife and said, "Did you let her in?" She said, "No." I had the firearm in my right hand. I immediately raised it and started confronting the intruder. Are you breaking in? Are you trespassing? Are you breaking into my home? To which the intruder had thrown something into my house, Mr. Pratt. As I am moving forward, now keep in mind I have a firearm. That firearm is raised and pointed at this person.
Did you know what it was, by the way, that had been thrown into the house?
At that moment, no, sir, I did not. I came to learn later.
The reason I ask, years ago, at the Gun Owners of America office, I guess our name has always gotten into the head of some people, and after the event, I was able to ascertain that a member of the Young Communist Youth League had tossed a bunch of crickets in a cup paper cup into our office and just scared the dickens out of the receptionist, who practically had them for her lunch. So I'm a little sensitive about people throwing things into my office, too.
Absolutely. And if I could give you a layout and then go back to the story. So, Mr. Pratt, as you walk through the front door of my house, the front door, solid wood door, from the outside you would not know the description I'm about to give you. You walk into an atrium that has an open roof. Again, you're inside my home. To your left, within a step or two, you could open up a door to my daughter's bedroom, my 6-year-old daughter's bedroom, because you're indoors in my house, and my daughter was in her bedroom at the time. If once entering my daughter's bedroom, another good couple of adult steps, you could have been in my 10-year-old son's bedroom. So you can imagine my alarm. I'm 40 feet from the front door of my house, and this person that's throwing something in my house is, again, a 2 adult steps away from entering into my daughter's bedroom and me possibly being into a hostage situation. So as I saw this person and I raised my firearm, they stopped as they stepped into my house, and despite having that firearm on them, pointed at him, Mr. Pratt, that person then leaned down a forward motion at me and picked up what they had thrown, threw it further into my house, turned around, flicked me off with her middle finger, and screamed, "You've been served."
Well, that's a very professional behavior. I, at that point, wouldn't know whether I'd been served by a unidigital salute or perhaps a piece of paper.
Right, and from where I'm from, that's not a normally a salute in a nice way.
At this point, any notion that this is a professional carrying out a service process, probably wasn't the first thing in your mind.
No, even at that moment, it wasn't, Ms. Frey. We live in a gated community. We have, again, security systems in the neighborhood, on the house. Never had an experience like this. And then you wonder, with people impersonating people, you still don't know. Now, at that point, she turned, so I lowered the firearm. I walked out to the front porch of my house to see that person was still leaving my property. I then walked in, shut the front door, laid the firearm on a dining table right there inside that front door, and picked up the papers and saw that they were, in fact, or appeared to be service papers, but in looking at them, realized that this was service to my business, to a case that already existed, so it should have went to my attorney, not to me, and more importantly, shouldn't have come to my home, should have gone to the office. I left the firearm in the house. I opened the front door up. This shows you how non-threatened the person was. They hadn't even made it to their car. I walked in a direct line to that person's car, tossed the paperwork back into their car, turned around, and went back into my house.
Wow. What a complete set of unprofessional behavior that was. That's just amazing. This, I'm presuming, wasn't this process server's first rodeo.
No, it wasn't. And again, unfortunately, not a professional service. We did come to learn that this lack of professional service had been displayed the couple of days prior when I had been out of town, in that not only did this person not identify themselves, was wearing no identification, had a business partner tried to serve the same papers in my office while I was absent, and same thing, didn't identify themselves, didn't make themselves known as to what they were doing, in essence, hid behind a cloak and dagger, if you will, and it was no different at my home in intimidating and bullying me and my family.
Now, I don't know what the law is, but I would imagine that if you're going onto somebody's property to serve papers, the law may have given you the ability to do that. But my guess is that for your own good, as well as to somewhat settle the person who's on the property, that you want to let them know with a badge that says John Doe, process server, ABC service, or something, whatever it is, and not to play games about something like that.
You know, Mr. Pratt, I have, again, owned a firearm since the age at which I could own one, and I've never had a firearm pointed at me, but I'm pretty sure that had I been in the other shoes, my hands would have went up in the air and I would have immediately identified myself.
Well, let's come back to that point. Very good point. We got to take a break, and we're going to be right back, so don't go away, folks. More with Daryl Bank and Life in the Fast Lane at Home with a Process Server.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Daryl Bank. And although we haven't heard from him yet, he does have the benefit of counsel. Josh Deckard is his attorney who's standing by, and I expect we'll get to a point or two where we may want to call on his expertise. But we were dealing with a process server that had come into Mr. Banks' home and had executed a rather unprofessional service, to put it lightly. The server had a gun pulled on her because she had come into the house uninvited. His wife had been in the shower, was just coming out with a towel around her. There was one or two of the kids that were at home and within proximity of this server. Who knows what the attentions are, because there's no way to really figure out what this server is up to, because you don't know for sure it's a server at this point. And to top it all off, as Mr. Banks just pointed out, this should have been carried out at his office. This was not a personal matter. This was something to deal with his business. So other than that, what could go wrong?
You become arrested and end up fighting for your liberty. That's unfortunately what can go wrong.
Oh, my. So what? How did that happen?
Well, so, Mr. Pratt, when she left, I know what my actions were. I know what hers are in hindsight. I immediately picked up the phone and called my attorney on that case, because at that point I realized that whoever this person was, in my opinion, an idiot. And I shared with him what happened, and he said, you know, Daryl, you've been traveling. It's not a big deal. This is your family safe. You're safe. It was just somebody that was overzealous in their job. But I do want you tomorrow, when you get up, do me a favor, call the police department, make a report just so there's a record of it, which was what my intention was, and I retired for the evening.
So this was at dark or after dark when all this occurred?
Right at dusk, yes, sir.
Okay, well, that certainly adds to the nature of the interesting sort of events that you were going through.
Well, it'll get more interesting in a minute, if you can believe that. But so that's what I did on my end. I now know on her end, and from listening to the 911 calls, she immediately called 911, knowing, and based on her own comments on audio, that she had, if not violated the law, had probably come very close to violating the law, was now trying to cover her tracks. She called 911 and stated that she was doing her job as she should, identified herself, et cetera, and that I had chased her down with a gun. And the most important thing, Mr. Pratt, was it should be scary for you and anyone listening to your program, it was I didn't chase her or pull a gun in a parking lot of a convenience store or grocery store. I was 40 feet into my house. From the front door of my house to where I stood was 40 feet. So to me, it wasn't even a stand your ground. It was I was in my castle, 40 feet into my castle, when this occurred.
No, I think that's a fair interpretation. She obviously was trying to establish a fact trail to benefit her situation. She evidently had done this often enough to realize that, oops, maybe she'd kind of push the envelope a little bit on this one.
She, in my opinion, did, and in listening to the audio tapes of her talking to her business partner whilst on my front porch, acknowledged that this was not going to go well and that the police may well get involved based on her actions.
Okay, so she sounds like she's as innocent as the driven snow here.
Well, sure. And Mr. Pratt, let me add something that I didn't know at the moment, but I do know and I have videotape of. So prior to my coming home, she had weighed in late in her her car, late in weight, I guess, in her car. And when my son, my 10-year-old son, took the puppy out to the yard, she hopped out of her car and confronted him, didn't identify herself, told him that he needed to go get his mommy and daddy, that she had something important. She went in. He went in. My wife was in the shower. Hey, look, we just assumed it was my wife said she assumed it was a neighbor or somebody from the homeowners association. He went back to the door, and we now learned that when he went back to the door, he told her that she'd have to come back. He tried to close the door. This process server not only put her foot and her shoulder to block the door, but in fact put her hand on my son to prevent him from closing the front door.
There she crossed the line. I don't think there's too much doubt.
There's there's not much doubt, Mr. Pratt, and I have pictures of it, obviously a statement from my son. But despite all of that, in my actions inside my home, the police took her side of the story, never interviewed my wife, who was a witness to the whole event, never interviewed my son, and immediately took out felony warrants for aggravated assault against me.
Actually, I'm not an attorney, and I don't want to practice law without a license, but would not an aggravated assault have occurred when she went through the door and put her hand on your son?
Absolutely, and this is Josh Deckard speaking. I can tell you, Mr. Pratt, that not only would it have been a battery or an aggravated battery, but in Florida, it would be even a more serious offense. And I have regularly, or with some regularity, defended folks who have been accused of similar crimes, and that is burglary of an occupied dwelling with a battery. And that could expose someone to many years in prison. And so law enforcement here decided that Mr. Bank, for whatever reason, would be the person that they dealt with, and presumably because this process server is an unofficial officer of the court. And I think that's why she received so much benefit from the authorities in this particular case.
That makes sense, that she would have a long-time personal relationship with many of the officials in the court system and the cops. And so, they're not going to be as tough on somebody that they know and have dealt with without problem in the past.
And from the very beginning, I spoke with the prosecutor assigned to the case and tried to explain Mr. Banks' situation and explain that this was not a case that should go forward. The prosecutor, for whatever reason, wanted to keep driving the case. We did in Florida what's known as a stand your ground hearing, and that's where the court has the lawful authority to grant someone, such as Mr. Banks, immunity from criminal prosecution and from civil actions as well. Our judge in this particular case decided not to grant the immunity, which I have come to find is pretty much the norm for our local judges and judges across Florida, not to grant the immunity and let the case proceed to trial. But fortunately, we had a jury that agreed with us very quickly that this was a stand your ground case. This was a case where our client was being wrongfully prosecuted.
I think you've just described almost a textbook case of how the jury system is supposed to work as a check on a system that is out of control, perhaps, certainly on autopilot and not interested in justice. And they came in and provided the needed corrective. I think that's terrific.
They did, but at a cost, Mr. Pratt. You might imagine that Mr. Bank had to expend enormous sums of money to have the jury hear the case and ultimately give him the acquittal.
Let me put you on pause at that point. We want to come back and talk about the cost of this thing, because that's a very significant thing that we all need to keep in mind. My guest today is Daryl Bank. We're also chatting with his attorney, Josh Deckard, about a stand your ground case in Florida. It went the right way for the defendant, but as we'll get into, costly.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Well, we thank you for being with us. We're talking today with Daryl Bank, who had a process server inappropriately came to his home rather than to his business. And we've been describing what happened as this process server kind of went rogue. The matter was picked up by the police, but apparently they were favorable a priori. Before anything was really said, they were favorable to the process server rather than the homeowner whose castle had been invaded. Attorney Josh Deckard was telling us about how this case had been developing, how it should have been dealt with. Josh, please continue.
Yes, as I was explaining, Mr. Pratt, the defense came at an enormous cost for Mr. Bank, not only of his time and the worry and the fears that he had to anguish through for over
Absolutely.
A year while the case progressed through court, but also monetarily as well. Ultimately, we brought on another attorney to assist us, so Mr. Bank actually had two trial attorneys, and we had no less than three experts that we brought aboard to help us prepare the case. And that's the frightening part of it. I'm a retired law enforcement officer. I have children, and I have children who are interested in firearms and that carry firearms. And what happens to law-abiding citizens
who carry firearms for defensive person, or in this case for defensive home, and then they're met with a situation such as Mr. Bank was presented and have to defend themselves. Not many can come up with the financial resources to put on such a defense.
And let me comment on what you've just said. That is absolutely correct. There have been people that we have been in contact with through our foundation, Gun Owners Foundation, where we've handled some cases on appeal, and they've talked to us about these very kinds of considerations, and sometimes they end up with an attorney that they're not paying very much for, and he says, well, let's just do this the easy way. Well, it may be easy for the attorney, but it's sure hard on the defendant, who may not only have costs involved, but time in jail. Just wasn't as much as it might have been without the, quote, easy way. So the decision to pursue this, I think, is one that has to be carefully considered. Happily, as you say, Mr. Bank was able to afford this, but there's probably something a little wrong when being on the defense costs so much, at least in England. Having had a case like this, had it turned out this way, the other side would have paid the expenses. And I think a lot more people would defend themselves in court if they knew that if they prevailed, the cost would be borne by the opposing party.
I think so.
Hey, Mr. Pratt, here's something for your listeners that is scary about the system. All told, I'm not even going to talk about business lost. I'm talking about cash for attorneys, experts, bond to not sit in jail while this was waiting. All in, I probably spent in that year and a half period about $150,000. Let me say that again, $150,000.
Yeah, I was going to guess 100, but I can believe 150.
So you can imagine most people listening couldn't even come close to a working class person could not cover that. Fortunately, I was in a position, the business was able to step in and cover that, and I sit and watch how the people in the system could be bullied into settling, taking some sort of a plea arrangement, which, by the way, another part of the story I'll tell you in a minute, the state kept trying to do. You realize where to stop the pain, the bleeding, the agony, just to get it over with. People will agree to things that are not the truth and are not accurate, but they're doing it because they can't afford to fight on, or they don't have the mental wherewithal to fight on.
Yeah, I'm glad you've pointed out the mental wherewithal. We've mentioned the cost, $150,000, give or take, for all of these things. And I don't even know if in that figure of yours it counts for any lost business, but I got to believe that there was business that you weren't conducting because you were devoting yourself to this trial situation.
Oh, absolutely. And on the other side, Mr. Pratt, which is people, business people we were looking to do business arrangements with, that when they heard of this story, they passed and went another direction. Or we do I'm a co-host of a nationally syndicated radio program. The radio stations that received calls from active and retired policemen that said, why would you have this guy on the radio? So those are the things that I have no idea how to quantify that we had to battle through. Not to mention, it still lingers out there. I may have won the case, but the fact is that press, because you can believe the press didn't put as much effort and energy into the exoneration as they did to the prosecution.
No, there's something pretty wrong about the way a lot of people look at self-defense. One of the things I pulled from the U.S. News and World Report was a series of accounts of various situations that had developed, and one of the commentators, there were like four different people commenting, was then the president, Dan Gross, of the Brady campaign. And one of their favorite ways of describing self-defense is vigilante. And words are very powerful things. When you're being viewed as a vigilante, that's obviously going to color people's evaluation of the case, because a vigilante is not usually viewed very favorably in America. And the idea of self-defense being conflated with vigilante is that's a pretty heavy lift.
That it is.
So I can see how the deck was being stacked against you, just the fact that you would, quote, use a firearm, even though your home had been invaded illegally, improperly, unprofessionally by a process server who you didn't know was a process server. This could have been just some gal tripped out on LSD.
One never knows, Mr. Pratt. And by the way, there are a few legal issues that remain unresolved at this point. First is Mr. Banks' firearm was seized by the authorities, and that became evidence at the trial. Well, now, Mr. Banks has been exonerated, so I have a motion pending before the court requesting the court to return that firearm to Mr. Banks. The second issue that's unresolved...
Assuming it's not already in somebody's personal collection...
Right. That it may be there. So we'll chase that dog down when we get in court. And there's another big issue that remains unresolved, and that is the process server involved is licensed or in other words, certified by the local courts to serve process in our jurisdiction. We filed a complaint on Mr. Banks' behalf early on with the chief judge of the circuit. And the chief judge, based upon our evidence that we presented in our complaint, found probable cause to find wrongdoing on the process server's part. That matter awaits a hearing at this point.
Now, is this a civil matter at this point?
It would be a quasi-civil matter, which would be part and separate or part and parcel from the civil action that Mr. Bank has filed against the process server for coming into his home and actually battering his child.
You know, the more details you're giving, the more it just strikes me as a nightmare that won't go away when you wake up.
Mr. Pratt, I want to add one other you don't know about, and just when you don't think it can get any worse, it does. So when this occurred, the next day when I went and talked to the police, I'm thinking, this is no big deal. Talk to the police. This all goes away. Of course, it doesn't. A week later, they issue an arrest warrant. Of course, when you go through that process, you're thinking, well, certainly once the state looks at all the evidence, they're going to throw this out, and then they don't. Then it goes on a few more months, and my wife is called in for a deposition. My wife, who, by the way, witnessed the whole event, was not interviewed by the police, was not ever asked for a statement. I'm thinking, well, certainly, once she goes and tells the state and backs up everything I said, certainly it's going to go away. Well, she does her deposition. At the end of the deposition, once the recorder's cut off, the state...
Let me ask you to suspend at this point. We'll come back with your wife's deposition and the recorder having been cut off. Talking with Daryl Bank, his attorney Josh Deckard, this is not how you want your day to end. We're going to be right back.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Any anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Daryl Bank. His attorney, Josh Deckard, is also taking part in our conversation. The home was invaded by a process server who, under other circumstances, might have had cause to be at the door, but entering the house and putting a hand on a 10-year-old, I think a number of lines were crossed at that point. So let's pick up where we were when we went into the break and try to see if we can get to a resolution of this.
As I mentioned, so I'm thinking certainly once my wife goes in and is interviewed, the state's going to certainly toss us out. Well, her deposition ends, and once the recorder's cut off, keep in mind they filed a charge against me, which carries a mandatory 3-year minimum in Florida. So the attorney for the state tells my attorney and my wife that if I don't accept a 3-year plea deal, that he's going to file more charges against me.
And the 3-year, was that going to be a suspended sentence or 3 years in jail?
No. I had to accept it. So in essence, Mr. Pratt, he's now intimidating a witness, my wife. He's intimidating a defendant by sending that message through my wife that if I don't take a 3-year deal, he's going to pile on with more charges so that I face even more years if I lose this case. And a few weeks later, my attorney says, oh, absolutely not. We're going to agree to that. And true to his threat, he filed more charges against me.
Hmm. I'll bet you slept well that night. Not.
The whole process has been absolutely surreal. Absolutely surreal.
So nightmare is the word that keeps coming to my mind. It's like Alfred Hitchcock could have produced this movie.
Exactly.
Well, glad somebody. I just recurred to me that you got to be old enough to know who he was. Bizarro horror films, and this is a bizarro horror home invasion. So where do we go from here? You've still got a suit that you're involved in. What's that all about, and what are the stakes there?
Well, there's a couple of things. So one, when the process server first, in essence, battered my son, my wife, on her behalf and on my son's behalf, filed a civil action against her. Now that I have been exonerated, I have now joined in that suit as well. So my wife and son, for the events that occurred against them that day, and myself have also filed suit against this process server. That moves along, and separate and distinct is that the courts that oversee her license have deemed that there's enough probable cause that something was done wrong on by the rules of a process server, and there's a forthcoming hearing on that issue.
Now, is this a hearing before some board, or will this be an actual trial with a jury?
It will simply be a hearing by the chief judge of the circuit.
Is that appealable?
It would be appealable, but there would not be a jury. There would not be a panel. It would just be a case that's heard by the chief judge of the circuit. And based upon the evidence, this chief judge will have to decide if there was actual wrongdoing committed by part of this process server, and if so, what's the remedy? Should it be a removal of her license? Should it be that this particular process server has to be re-educated? So I'm sure there would be a sanction imposed, but we don't know what type of remedy or sanction may be involved.
And any criminal actions that might still result from this?
Well, certainly, for Mr. Bank, the case is over. The facts and the issues have been brought to trial. So the state of Florida could not come back and bring any additional criminal charges against Mr. Bank. I do believe that there was criminal wrongdoing committed by the alleged victim in this case, the process server, but I do not expect the state of Florida to prosecute this particular process server.
Probably because she's part of the fraternity, as we discussed earlier, and they're not likely to come down on her.
That's my feeling, exactly.
Well, I think that's I've seen that movie before. I don't know. We didn't talk about this ahead of time, but as you know probably better than I do, there's a possible strengthening being debated as we record this show in the state legislature regarding the Stand Your Ground law. Do you want to comment on that and how that might have affected your case?
Yes. So if the legislation is created that we're hopeful and optimistic will come into play from the debates going on up there in Tallahassee presently, the burden of proof will shift from the accused to the state of Florida on the stand your ground arguments to a court.
So, you know, that's huge. I want to make sure everybody listening understands the importance of the point you've just made, that heretofore, Mr. Bank had to prove his innocence. Other people similarly situated had to prove their innocence before the trial went on if they were going to invoke Stand Your Ground.
That is correct. And if the legislature creates the legislation that we're optimistic will occur, that burden will then shift to the state of Florida, and the state would be required at a Stand Your Ground hearing to prove that the accused was not entitled to use the amount of force that was used.
And that's where the burden should have been all along. Maybe that's the best that could have been done when the law was being put through the legislature years ago. But that certainly is a problem that I'm glad is finally being addressed.
And I agree. And the question I pose is, how many innocent folks are there incarcerated at the moment or on probation for defending themselves or their families from harm?
you know, the anguish of even asking that question, because you've got people that, if they're at all aware that somebody is sitting in jail because they defended themselves, that really makes you wonder, when you're in a situation, do I want to do this or not? Well, as you're hesitating about whether to use lethal means in self-defense, you may wait too long.
That's what happens, and that was the old adage back in my law enforcement days. Police officers that were hesitant to use force when force was required ultimately, in many cases, had their own firearms used against them.
And you know, Mr. Pratt, in this example, in this case, had I hesitated, she taken the two steps to enter the room and taken my daughter hostage and my son hostage, you would well be on this phone going, on this radio show going, Daryl, you had a gun in your hand. What were you thinking?
And I know what you would have been thinking. Maybe you were thinking, is this really happening? What should I do now? And in a sense, you know what should be done without even really thinking. But there's so many times when we see and hear about situations like this that you can't avoid it at the moment.
And I got to tell you, every little minute thing that Mr. Bank did do and every minute little thing he didn't do, the state of Florida tried to use against him at trial to show his complicity.
That's bizarre.
And Mr. Pratt, everything that I've just shared with you, I have pictures of. So not only was it was not a situation of it was my word against the process server's word. It was my word, my wife's word, my son's word, and pictures to back it up from a camera on the front porch against that process server, and yet I still went through this whole ordeal.
The old Groucho Marx line comes to mind. Who do you believe, me or your lying eyes?
Right.
And that's apparently the position of the prosecution. They had to have been buds with the process server to do something as over the line as what you just, when you added it up, the witnesses, the cameras, with their video, and still they were pressing their version of what had happened, which was at variance with what even the pictures were showing.
And at the end, and it's the sigh of relief, but again, think of what it's like to go through it. 4 days in a courtroom, 3 days in trial, the jury were not even together for an hour, and they came back not guilty on everything, which shows you just how clear-cut this case was.
But you know, the prosecution, even though they've lost the case, I don't know that it's that big a deal to them. For one thing, they have their perverse satisfaction that they ruined Mr. Banks' whole day, and then some, and week, and year. If somebody's going to get uppity with them, let this be a warning to them. You don't get off easy, even when you win. So count the cost, folks, and for goodness sakes, do what Mr. Banks did. Have a system of cameras that can back up your story. We're running out of time, so I want to thank Daryl Bank and his attorney, Josh Deckard, for being with us, for standing your ground, and afterwards standing your ground with a real backbone.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.